Vayter in Shas. Remember, Bava Basra, Daf, Mimalef, picking up at the top of the page, about a Mishnah. Now we go back to an idea that we saw already a few Daf ago, Chof Chesem Abeis. Now we get to see where the actual sources in this following Mishnah. Kol Chazaka Shenim Otaina, in a Chazaka. Any Chazaka doesn't have any sort of claim that comes along with it. It's not considered Chazaka, meaning, can't just say, I'm here. Brother has to be connected to something, says the Rashbam. Bein b'chazaka, b'cheses gimel shanim t'karkos, whether it's a chazaka of 3 years in the karka or houses or ilanos, or one day, for example, we saw in Daf Vav, with the person puts a sword on somebody's fence. That would be enough. Myri v'ka'amr d'tzarch liton, you have to say, meza koch hechzikba, how did you get there? What are you relying on? And therefore, kivin the tayin tayin asam alya, Shabadin, Yarad the Karkaze, if you have a time, I came down here, Allah, you know, according to Allah. And I was able to be there for the amount of time the Chacham set up, and this guy was quiet and he didn't protest. Therefore, it's considered a chazaka, and the one who's protesting, the ma'arer, is not going to be believed to say, not because of me did he come down to this land, which is mine, but rather came without Rishus. Because if that would be the case, Dim Kane, Lama Hinichalach Zik, why did you leave and let's go and stay? So you need to have a taina. Ain't a chazakov, there's no taina coming along with it. Kate said, how so? Amalo, let's say the owner, original owner, said, Mato Sabasal Shali, what are you doing on my property? Vahu Omer, and Vahu Amalo, and he says back, Shalom Ali Adam Dover Milam. Well, nobody said anything to me. I don't know. Ain't a chazak, it's not called a chazaka. And Rash Bam says, but Gemara Parach Pshita, the Gemara is going to say, obviously, if he says, that's not going to work. Shemachartili, but if he says, hey, what do you mean you sold it to me? Shemachartili, but if he gives me as a gift. Or, Avicha Macharili, Avicha Nasanali Bamatana, how is a chazaka? This is considered a chazaka. Vaba Meshim Yerusha, if someone comes through a Yerusha, Ain't a tzarech taina, he does not need a taina. What does that mean, says Rash Bam? That he says, I ate it the amount of years of chazaka from a koch of Yerusha Savi, Shayim Muchsak Bob Yom Moch, so he had this on the day that he died, then that doesn't need a taina. As Baum explains that Lomar Heich Baliyad Avi, how did it get to your father's hands? The Ain Adam Baki Bekarko Saviv. Person's not an expert in the dealings of his father, of how it came to his hand. He needed at least a raya from the Edom. That Sheroes Aviv Huchzak Ba Yom Echad Vachem Far Shemara. When you say it on the base, that at least his father was there for one day. Says the Gemara Pshita. Obviously, if the guy doesn't bring any sort of taina, it's not going to belong to him. So, what do you need to tell me? This is Gemara. Ma'u de Tema. You would have thought that perhaps. Maybe, right, says the Rashbam, Pshita de Kevin de Inlo Taina in a Chazaka. No, because Mother Tim would have thought, Hi Gavra Mizban Zavdali Hayara. Maybe this guy who's living there, the squatter, they'll say that really I bought it from you. You're coming to the Taina, but I bought it from you, says the Rashbam. Hi Ira Mizem Ira Lakha, the Ovid Star, but I lost the Star back into the Gemara. Ustar have le Virkas. And I had a star, but unfortunately got lost. V'hayd the karma hachi, and the reason now that he's saying that, oh, no one ever said anything to me, as opposed to saying that I had the star and lost it, because suffer, he thought that, yeah, I mean, it's been out in the Lehi'ara. If I said that I bought this land, then I'm relay, ach v'shtarach, they're going to say, okay, show us the star. Says Rishbam, she'ino baki bedinan, leidas chazaka b'mokam shtar omedas. He doesn't know that luck is that it's okay. If you've been there for chazaka time, then that's good enough. Helkach lema le'anan, maybe would have thought that the basin itself should go out and help this guy out. Del mashtar hava levikas. Well, maybe you had a shtar and you lost it. In such a situation, maybe we'd say there's a concept known as open your mouth on behalf of the mute. That when people don't know how to deal, how to make time, then maybe we'd help them out. Kamashmalan, therefore, comes to teach you not like that. Rashbam explains the itayin ta aninan lay, vilotayin analoyal finan lay lamitan. If he brings it up, fine, but we're not allowed to go ahead and help him out. Shamina mihachi, we learn out from here the diavatayin hachi mahaminan lay. If he would be toyin like this, we would believe him. The kahai gav the inokari choser vatayin. This is not called a toyin and a choser vatayin. Dein zemachish tainis rishonos. He's not being machish. He's not contradicting his first thing by saying, well, no one ever told me. Because it could be that means he also has a star there, but he doesn't, he just didn't say it. But that has to be done before he leaves the court, not once he leaves. Okay. Story time. Rav Anan Shakal Bidka Ba'are. There was a flood that came through his land. Rishbam says, Shatav Mayim Nichnas Besadeh Vinatalas Hamechitzos V'lo Nada Mekomam. And it took all of his fences, and he doesn't know where they are. He went to go fix the wall between him and his neighbor. Rishbam says that Asa Kosel Chadash Beino LeBein Shcheino VeHirchiv Karka Shalov Asa Kosel B'Stei Chaveru. And in it, by accident, he ended up doing it in a way that it took up some of his friend's field. Instead of being now 50-50, let's say LaMashal, let's say his 50% was his, 50% was his neighbor's. Now he had like 55 or 60 and his friend 40. Asa Hoda Gudabari De Chavre. And then the neighbor was like, whoa, what's going on over here? Get your stuff out of my land. Asa Lekim Rav Nachman came from Nachman Amalei. Zil Hadar, go and return it, put it back to this place. So, Vaha Achazikili. But what do you mean? I made a chazak on this land because he knew that I built this fence over here and he didn't say anything about it. Says Rishbam, Shabanisi Kosel, Alpiv, Vitsavaso Ka Amarle, Kida Amarle, Asa Visia Guda Bahadai. Ve Ukamanta Amarle, Chaziki Ukini Dami. The Kirman Shal Pivas, you see, he told me to go and build this fence over here and put it up. And since I did it through him, become exactly Yom Yomayim, and I did it, I was there for a day or two. Shirkoso Shali Bekarka Shalom. Who Yada, he knew, for Lomicha, he just didn't protest. The Shosak, he was quiet. Hare Chazakti Chazaka Sheyeshima Taina, Vidach, Havatayan Lona Satya, Vishne Chazaka Lohechzik. Someone says back, I never gave it to you, and you weren't there for the Shne Chazaka. Right, so he was basically coming to say, like, I should be able to keep it because of all this. Amalei, so Nachman said to him, Keman. Now, who are you going with? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yishmael? You're saying, V'chazaka, who are you going like? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yishmael? It seems like you're going like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yishmael. The army called befud of the altar, have a chazaka. This is anybody who behaves with something right in front of the owner right there, and he doesn't say anything, then it gets considered a chazaka immediately. Says the Rashbam, the Masnisan, the Tali Tam, on the Lamaches, the Tali Tam, the Gimel Shanim. They said that, you know what it is? Shebas Bam Yashana, that you should be in Spain 1 year and then have to travel in the third year, etc. Ha im karo besoch mahalach yom kshayuchal leidam yad kshayed of a lo yimcha tia chazaka Rabbi Yishmael be Rabbi Yosi nami b'shildi yipirkin in the Tesmabes Tanan ban amai sabah adam echad shepasach chalon asav lechatzer shutfin ba lefner Rabbi Yishmael amalei chzakta mishum desvirle b'fav la'alta avi chazaka. So we saw already earlier Rabbi Yehuda, and we're going to see Rabbi Yishmael later on, that they're both of the opinion, if you go ahead, you do it in front of someone's face, then it's considered chazaka right away. Sounds like you're going like them. That's why you want to go and keep this fence over here after 1 day. Let's look at Kavasayichu. There's only one problem. The halacha doesn't go like them. Says the Rashbam, in halacha chulu, Ela Kurabana, Dami, the cold dover, chazaka gimel shanim, yom liyom, it's got to be 3 years from day to day. Amar lei, he says back, I have a achil. But he was mochel to me. He was mochel. The also of a saiba gud bahadai, because he came and he helped making the fence. And therefore, clearly, he was giving it over by doing such a thing. Says Rashbam, "Baha yesh v'ha." What's this gimel over here? Dum 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 dum. V'alo yesh li tamali lecha. V'alo yesh li taina vadois shehikna li karka the yesh li edim shiro shayim esayli. So that he was helping me live in the sakosel. Come on, d'amel lecha. It's like he's saying, go ahead and keep it. Malay says back to him, Mechila Batosi. It was a mistake. Says Rashbam, Shalo, Yahya Yodea, Shatab Bona Besok Shalo. He didn't realize you're building in his own property. At Gufach Ihaviyadat Loavat, because you yourself, if you would have realized where you were placing it, you never would have put it there in the first place. Because it's not your land. Says Rashbam, Ela Gama Tata Yisu Savar Kasavar Ha'isa Shatabon Besoch Shalcha. Kiyichi Da'at Lo Abiyat. That's just like you didn't know. Hu Namilei Vida. He didn't realize either, and therefore it's not a chazaka. Another story of Kahana Shakal Bitka Ba'arye. Rav Kahana, there was a flood that came through the land of Rav Kahana. And again, the same idea. Destroy the fences. Also had the good about the Lodi Day. And he did it in his neighbor's yard. And he wasn't too happy with that. Beep, turn the page. My mouth and base. Also, come to Rav Yehuda, came from Rav Yehuda to figure out what is we going to do. Also, I say to Yisadi, the neighbor went, you got two witnesses. One said, Rav Kahana, He came in two rows into his neighbor's property. Says Rashbam Chadam Rav Kahana Ayel Kosla. Kosla b'soch shel chaveru tartu tziyasa shtei shuros karka pnei asada. Right, that's how we explain what that means. So he came in two rows. V'chad amar t'lasu tziyasa. He came in three rows. Amar leir who the center of Kahana zil shlim tarte migo t'las. Go give back two out of the three rows that these edim came along and they spoke up about. Says the Rashbam tartu tziyasa min ashalosh. Both of them at least agree that it came in two. Someone's saying three, then you're saying at least two he came in. So move it out to two rows. So he says, come on. Rav Kahana was not happy with this, and he said, who are you going like by saying this? Right, he's basically coming to say, says the Rashbam, that the command dayan to lead the hot tarvayo machshi hay lahay with the batal yusin. Really, she move out to the edus because they're contradicting one another. One saying it was two, one saying it was three. So who are you going like? Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. You're like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. The time you looked in the brisa, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Yes. Lo nech leku b'shami b'selo al shtei kiseidim. B'shami b'selo, do not argue when it comes to the idea of two different witnesses that have witnessed a loan going down. Sha'achas amayas manav, achas amayas masayim. One says that it was 100, one says it was 200. Sheish b'chal masayim manav, that within 200, there's 100, and therefore, they're saying at least that there was a manav that was borrowed. They're not arguing in that case. Aman echlu, what are they arguing over? Al kas achas, when you have one set of edim, sham echad amr man echad, v'echad amr matayim, one said it was one mana, one says it was two mana, it was a mana, one says it was shechad amr mana, v'echad amr matayim, meaning 200 zuz. Shebeishamr man echlu edusan, if Hashami says that gets divided and you can't collect from it, says, you have within 200, you have 100. Since you have two edim that are testifying that they borrowed a mana, one mana can be collected. So according to Rabbi Shimon and Elazar, Basil accepted, you know, the common parts of what they said over there, even when they're not agreeing entirely. Rabbi Yehuda is going according to that shita of Beis Hillel, says the Rashbam, that Ella Kerb Shimon ben Elazar, right? When he says, who's he going like Shimon ben Elazar, says Rashbam, Shalocha Kamoso, Alibi the Basila, Vachas Mas Messiah, Hoyabosa Yom, Bosa Shah, Bosa Makom, Shishbechamasayim Mana, Dahino Mea Zuz, Vain Kas Shnea Macheshis La Mana Shakas, we should have argued on the first 100, Meida, El Mosifin. The first one is countering the second one. Al osamana the second one. Shemosifin. Osamana shne oki trei levade trei. Oki mamona becheskes maria velo yisham. You don't pay. Nechlo yedusan are demai de kamasai demai lo kamasai demai. They're not agreeing. Beisilomim yesh bechal masai mana. Velthamata hacha nami yesh bechal tlas utziosna. Therefore, you go and you give it back to him. So that's who you're going with. Omar Leiber of Kana says, though, to Rabbi Yehuda, I'm going to bring you a letter from the West, from Eretz Yisrael. The Rashbam says, that even he agrees, right? Back into the Gemara. The doesn't go like him. And therefore, I should be able to keep my land that I went into because we don't have good aid this year. Amalei says back to him, L'chitesi, tell you what, you bring me the letter, and then we'll talk about it. Says Rashbam, Ahadar miyad ad-demai sisigrisa. Right? Rabbi Huda kaimelon chikein asadin. Nice try. You bring me the letter, then we can discuss it. But there is no letter, so we're going right there. Ahu gavra, another story time. There was a guy, the Dar Bekashta B'Yelisa Arbashne, who lived in the upper story of a house in a place called Kashta for 4 years, says Rashi. Rashbam Bekashta is a Malkom, but Yelisa means Baliya. He lived there for 4 years. Asamari de Beisela Chuche, the owner of the house came, and he saw there was a guy living up there, Amalei. So he says to the squatter, my buddy's my Beisela, what are you doing in my house? Amalei says, what do you mean? Planya Zvinta de Zavdaminach, I bought the uppers from so-and-so, And I imagine he bought it from you, says the Rishban. I bought it from him because I thought that he had bought it from you. And therefore, didn't realize maybe I got messed over here. Also came to Rav came from Rav. He says to the squatter, that this person who you bought it for lived in it, even if you lived in it for only one day, then you get to keep it. But if not, if you can't bring this edus, then sorry, you can't have it. Says Rashbam, to go and to fortify your words, we know it's true. Veshuv lo tzarech lahavi edim. You have to bring edim shalakach mibaylov. Also, shemach lacham mishum detoin and liyoreish detoin and liokeach. Daaba mishum Yerusha mishum mekach enu tzarech tiny. You need a tiny if you got it from Yerusha or from mekach. Elo raya shadarba mocheres lo yom echad ba. You need to bring a raya that I lived there for one day. Amar Rav. Rav says, "Haba yisivna kamid chavivi." Rav was there during this whole situation that happened. Rishbam explains that Chavivi Rav Chia Dodo Shel Rav Kedamidim Sanhedrin the Rav Bar Achua the Rav Chanina Bar Achtei the Rav Chia Bar Achtei the Rav Chia. So Rav says I was sitting in front of my uncle because the Chavivi my uncle as Rav Chia when he said this. V'Amilei so I said and I said to him Chien Adam Asa Likach V'Limkar Belaila is a man that sometimes buy and sell things. In one night, and he never actually lived in it in the first place, so it shouldn't be necessary to prove that he actually lived there at all. So there's one for limkor leechad laachashitin lo revach bosa laila atzmo v'havale leukmer lahai ach lahai anechasei b'tayna zu du'utoyin lelokech umiu kerbchia kamelant kedemucham. It's got to, but really, we do hold that kerbchia has got to live there. But he asked the question: shouldn't it be as if to live there in the first place? And he wasn't masking. He saw that this is what he held. If the original guy, if the squatter would have said to the original owner, Kamei Didi Zavda Minach, that guy who I bought the house from bought it from you in front of me, Mehemin, then we go believe him even without having any edim over there to the sort. Migo de e boy amalek because of Migo, if you want, what he could have said is, Anozvantaminach, that I bought it from you. I bought it straight up from you. That would work if, you know, that Migo would actually stand up over here. But let's say if he says, oh, I thought that the one who sold it to me got it from you, then we don't have a raya anymore, even if he was being honest, because he doesn't have clarity that the man who sold him the thing ever was able to do it. So unless he can prove that that guy was living there, we can't go to him, we can't give it to him. Amar Rav, Rav said, come see the Rav Chia Mistaba. That Rav Chia says that if you have the raya over there for one night, makes more sense to Katani, because the Mishnah says, Haba Mishum Yerusha Eino Tzarech Taina. Taina Hu Dela Boy, Haraya Boy. Someone comes to Yerusha, he doesn't need a Taina, but he does have to bring some sort of raya. That is, says the Rashbam, Be'edim, Shadar Ba Yom Echad Mi Abay. We have to, at least they lived there for one day. We look at Tani, Abba Mishum Yerusha, Enu Tzarech Klum Dekin Nachi. It doesn't say that you don't need nothing. It doesn't say you need nothing. Therefore, we make a diak like that. Enu Tzarech Liton Klum, says the Bach. In fact, the Gemara, hold on a second, Vidoma Lo Raya Boy, Velo Tani Boy. Maybe you actually don't have to bring either of them. Right, when the Mishnah says that the Yerusha doesn't need a Taina, what it means is that he doesn't have to say anything more to the court than I was Yerush it. That's it. That's all he has to say. Says Rashman Bahikomar, Haba Mishum Yerusha, Ansoch Shum Taina Baolam, Ela Zuba Vad me Avian Yerusha, Aval, Lo Adi Diras Yom Echad, Votaz Bechir Matanosh and Itna Lavi, but you don't need either of those things. Vibaisema, or you could say that the Mishnah is really not a raya to Rav Chia. Shiny lokech, because a buyer is different than a yorish. The lo shadei zuzei bichti, because a purchaser, someone buying, wouldn't just throw money away. That is to say that even if a yorish would have to go ahead and prove the fact that his father's there for one day, this wouldn't prove that the buyer also has to do such a case, because a person doesn't usually spend money on something unless he's going to make sure that it's actually good and dandy. And we could say that the squatter of his upper floor, he did work it out that it was right. He was the owner, the one who sold it to him before he paid for it. There's no reason to go ahead and make him prove it again. So Rashbam Spazan, Vibay Sam, Shani Lokach, Afilum Tomer, etc. Now, question. Ibayilu, Nira Bo Mai. If the seller was seen in the property, but it wasn't actually using it, then what's going to be then in such a case? Is that enough to go ahead to say like it really belonged to him? Says the Rashbam that Ibayilu, Nira Bo, Hamocher Lokach, Zeb, Osokarka, Lamud, Kama Arko, Kamarko, who's measuring it? My, me, Cheshiva, Edus Raya Kedus Dira, and we shouldn't could Rabbi Chia Kaimel uncover that, because in fact we hold like Rabbi Chia, that's why we're going to figure this out. Amar Abaye says, he is the same as like he lived there, Rava Amar, of an inish to Sire Ira de Lozavan. It happens that a person would measure out land, he doesn't actually buy it. Just the fact that you found the measuring there, that's not a riot that it really belonged to him, and therefore it wouldn't be good, and you wouldn't be able to go ahead and hold on to it. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here, and I'm going to tell you all a great, great day.